I want to talk about China's environment, and more specifically, the immense pollution of China's air and water. According to a World Bank study done with China's State Environmental Protection Administration, which was conducted in the spring of 2007 and then reported in a New York Times article entitled, "As China Roars, Pollution Reaches Deadly Extremes," outdoor air pollution causes 350,000 to 400,000 premature deaths a year in China. In addition, at least 60,000 people die of medical problems caused by waterborne pollution. This is a far cry from the clear air and water we may have come to take for granted here in Greenville, South Carolina. To gain some perspective on this topic, I spoke with Furman Professor as well as head of the Asian Studies Department, Dr. Kaup, who is not only a citizen of Greenville, but also has been a witness to the harsh environment of Beijing. How would you compare or contrast China's environment to Greenville's environment?
There's not much comparison. I mean, I remember my last trip to China, hitting the cloud line, flying into Beijing, and then literally not emerging from the clouds until 10 days later when I left Beijing. And it's just, you literally can't see sometimes across the runway to see the other side of the runway. And you come back to Greenville and just everything is crisp and clear and you can actually see the sky and the clouds. So it's a huge, marked contrast.
While Greenville may be currently covered in pollen several layers thick, it is not even a comparison to the thick shroud of smog that often prevents Beijing citizens from seeing blue skies.